Do you feel like you're tired all the time? Almost like you never seem to have a lot of energy. Maybe you've lost the spark a little bit and you need to feel refreshed. You need a new source of fuel. You need to really pick up your energy levels so that you can perform the way that you need to crush your goals, to have the life that you want, but also so that you can feel happier throughout your day and not feel so drained and dragging throughout and just feeling like everything is so heavy and difficult to do because you don't have the energy for it. Well, here's what I want you to do. First of all, you gotta start by having a firm boundary at the end of your day for when you will wrap things up, because so many of us are guilty of just staying up a little bit later, a little bit later, and a little bit later, and before you know it, you're getting 4 hours of sleep instead of 8. And this will make all the difference in the long run, because if you have a bunch of sleep debt built up and you're paying that off, you're gonna feel tired. That is the price you have to pay if you're not disciplined about your bedtime. So I might be making you feel like you're a little child again, but go to bed on time. Stop doing bedtime revenge procrastination, where because you feel like you didn't do what you were supposed to throughout the day, you stay up later. And maybe there's even that feeling of guilt, like you didn't make the most of the day, so now you're keeping yourself up and trying to be productive late at night when your brain really isn't functioning at its best anyway. I really want you to challenge yourself to just pick a time where you cut it off and go to sleep, and preferably have an alarm. You know, if you have to, make it a silent alarm. That's how I started it, but later you can probably make it a sound alarm that actually goes off and says, hey, it's time to go to sleep. Turn off all your screens and just go to bed, because you're gonna feel way better if you do this than if you keep stretching it out and stretching it out. And all the other advice I'm about to share with you isn't really gonna do you that much good if you can't take your bedtime seriously. If you can't stick to it, if you just keep messing around when you go to sleep, it's going to be difficult to actually wake up at the right time and feel energized. Now, the second part is a two-in-one. First of all, I want you to get up at the same time every single day. And every time I've slipped up on this, it's really messed with my day and also my week and sometimes even my whole month, because it leads to waking up a little bit later the next day and then staying up a little bit later. So just pick the same time every day and don't change it on the weekend. Trust me, you can look the science behind this up online if you want to, but ultimately, the practical advice is that if you get up at the same time every day, you'll feel way better than if you keep changing it. So just do it. Do it for a week, do it for a month and see how you feel. And I guarantee you'll feel way better, way sharper, and it'll be much easier to function on a high level and to feel energetic. But the other half to that is that you should move around immediately after you get up. Now, if you want to, maybe spend some time in bed at first to wake up slowly and have a more gentle introduction into your day, fair enough. But as soon as you're getting out of bed, it's crucial that you move. If you have some type of physical exercise, even if it's just a walk for 5 minutes, it's going to change your neurochemistry, your biochemistry. Everything will be a lot more positive and brighter, and you won't feel like you're dragging yourself and like you're just heavy and clouded in the brain all day. It really lightens you immediately, makes you feel much sharper, and then whatever you have to tackle next, you have a sense of self-awareness, of momentum, of flow, and it also helps you defend and protect against one of the most guilty perpetrators when it comes to ruining your whole day and your energy levels, and that's checking your phone and checking all your notifications and responding to email and responding to messages immediately when you wake up. And I've been guilty of this for so much of my life, and it really just limited me in terms of being effective and also, again, feeling sharp. So now that you've gotten the more physical foundations down, it's time to get a little bit into the mental part. And for so many of us, this is where we really don't even know what's going on. We're not self-aware, and really we have no clue that this is even happening. But you have a mental conversation that's going on throughout the day. Unless you've become entirely present, meditated every single day for thousands of days and hit enlightenment, you probably have a dialogue with yourself in your brain. So that dialogue matters greatly. You gotta ask yourself, what am I saying to myself? Are you saying to yourself, oh God, I'm so tired. Man, oh, I could really go for a nap. Well, guess what? Your physiology is going to change as a direct response to that self-talk. You might not even be tired, but you just telling yourself that will set you into a spiral of yawning repeatedly and really yearning for the couch because you can't take it anymore. You are triggering your autoresponders to send you into a state that you're trying to stay away from. And this is why our brains are so terrible at actually distinguishing between what we do want and what we don't want. Whatever you focus on, you will get. And so if you're focusing on your energy levels dropping, you're probably going to drop your energy levels even more. Whereas when you focus on your energy levels rising, then guess what you will receive? Well, it's exactly that. You've probably experienced this when you're laying in bed at night trying to fall asleep, but somehow it just seems like you can't go to sleep and it's late and you really should be tired right now, but you're not. And then you focus on the fact that you can't sleep, and then it sends you even more into stress because you need to sleep so that you'll feel good tomorrow. And guess what? It's not happening. So instead of trying to fight that mental conversation, and instead of trying to win that battle, I just want you to focus on what's exciting to you, what matters to you, what do you want to get done today, and be intentional. If you write it out physically on the list on a piece of paper, or if you write it out on your phone or in your calendar, your Google calendar, whatever you prefer, it works just as well. It doesn't matter the methodology, it just matters that you have your intention for what you're going to do. If you're clear that every Wednesday you go outside and you record a video like this, then that makes it really easy to know what to focus on, and your energy will be directed towards that. If you're one of those people who tends to just wing it and, you know, flow and fly by the seat of your pants, then I can tell you you're in for a rough surprise, and that your energy levels will just fluctuate all the time. They're going to be random because you are being random. And I lived my life like that for many, many years too. And I know what it's like when you don't have an intention and your agenda is weak, then your energy levels will exactly match up to that. Now, this final one goes without saying, and really you should know better by now, but make sure you eat well. If your diet looks like crap and you eat like crap, you will feel like crap and you will start to behave like crap too, very likely. So just make sure that you're eating well, eating lots of healthy leafy greens, and, you know, just drinking lots of clean water, making sure that you're taking care of yourself, because if you don't do that, who will? And also, before we wrap this one up, I just want to let you know that if you want to have a one-on-one consultation with me to see how I can help you take your life to the next level, then go over to eraphael.com and you can book yourself a direct consultation with me one-on-one. We'll talk, we'll see how I can help, and if we decide to work together, you will also get the chance to be a part of an amazing community of like-minded people, entrepreneurs, people who are really chasing their dreams and building the life that they want on their terms. I'd love to have you be a part of it. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, eraphael.com to schedule in that consult. I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.